قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى. وفي مقام آخر: فإذا قضيت الصلاة فانتشروا في الأرض وابتغوا من فضل الله واذكروا الله كثيرا لعلكم تفلحون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا. ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب. صدق الله العظيم. Honorable audience, it is indeed the Father of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that has made it possible for us to witness one more morning in this world, this temporary world. And I welcome every one of you all into the garden of Jannah. It is not my words, the word of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How often is it that the word of Allah and the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed by us, we listen to them, but that conviction doesn't come into our heart. Simple statements. Not that we doubt them, but that reality hasn't sunk in. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that when you pass by the gardens of Jannah, then grace to your content. And when he was asked, what are the gardens of Jannah? He says, where my zikr is taking place, where my remembrance is taking place. So that is why I say we are sitting in the garden of Jannah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us a reality and understanding that we take full benefit and we grace to our heart's content. From yesterday, we have been given prescriptions for the different maladies and ways of attaining the food and nearest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we have taken or we take our prescriptions as we're supposed to, we should be finding some change happening in us. Today we're going to be given doses along the way as well too. And come by tomorrow afternoon, there should be, if we took it diligently, well, and kept in check the things that we're not supposed to do and did the things that we're supposed to do, then there should definitely be some change in every one of us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it such that we do it in that way and get that true realization, the true purpose for us coming here. The mere intention for every one of us coming here, just the mere fact that we have come here, without you mentioning it, it shows your love for Iman. It shows another thing, that every one of us, whether we say it by tongue, but we have acknowledged one thing, that every one of us, I talk myself first, that we are sick spiritually. We have come here because we require some treatment. We have acknowledged this fact here. Now we ask Allah, Allah, you make it easy for us. You cleanse the heart of ours. Allahumma tahhir qalbi an ghayri wa nawwir qalbi bi nuri ma'rifatika abadan ya Allah. Allah, purify the heart of mine. Make it the heart that you would desire the heart to be. How you send the heart pure to me in the mother's womb. Allah Ta'ala, make it pure. It must not happen that when we leave here, we leave in a manner where the heart is tainted. We want to be like that newborn baby that's born from the mother's womb, clean and pure. We hear that for different other occasions when we come from Hajj, etc. Let us make the dua that when we leave this gathering here today, we leave here like newborn babies. And ultimately tomorrow, and in the future, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to remain steadfast on this as well. For no other deed, for no other action in terms of ibadah, be it namaz, roza, zakat, hajj, has Allah ta'ala mentioned the word kaseer. But when it came to the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, as mentioned in some of the ayah that I quoted, Ya ayyuhallazina amanu uzkurullaha dhikran. I could have stopped there. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not use any word just willy-nilly without any reason. There's a purpose for that word kaseera to be there. That He wants you to remember Him, not just remember Him, remember Him abundantly. And the tashri'ah of that, if you look in the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one of the hadith, many hadith, it is mentioned that remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that manner that people start calling you that you are an insane person. That you are immersed in the zikr of Allah ta'ala. You are immersed in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have this one opportunity this morning where the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to be taking place. One of the way this year will conduct the zikr program. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make every one of us have the presence of mind that we're sitting in the masjid. Before we start off, let us rectify the intention of ours again one more time. At the beginning, while we doing any act, and at the end we rectify the intention and keep the intention. Oh Allah, I only come for your pleasure, for my benefit. for your pleasure, for my benefit, that I need the treatment, I need to be cleansed, and I come here to get cleansed, and come out from here like the newborn baby that you have promised.
Respected Ulama Ikram, Ophirs, Francis, Elders, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. MashaAllah, Maulana has then explained the introduction, and Hazrat Maulana has given us the outline to us that we should rectify our intentions, why we are sitting, and as our fellowship, Hazrat Maulana Rumi Sahib, has given us the discourses yesterday, let us now focus our attention on what has been said, and for those brothers who have come in, let us now renew that we have come here for our Islam, we have come for reformation, we have come to collect ourselves, and in doing so, may we attain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may we attain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and as Allah has said, the objective and the main thing is that we should make our nafs subservient to our ruh. Our ruh will be going to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the nafs has to be contained and has to be controlled. Like that vehicle that goes out of control, what harm and havoc it causes. So, Qurban Jai over our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who came as Rahmatul Alameen, as a mercy unto the entire mankind, not only to insan, but to jinnat and even to animals, to the entire creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, part of our Islam and our reformation is to follow in the footsteps of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's mercy and kindness to us, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shafqat. This shows the great and intense love that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has for His creation. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had taught Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam du'as. That Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would have taught it to his ummatis. And those who practice upon these du'as shown by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they will find that many of the difficulties in this world, many of the difficulties in the qabr and in the akhirah will be solved. So amongst the many du'as that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught, is one du'a that Nabi Akreem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught with regards to worry and depression. And we find that today this is a very common ailment that is prevalent. According to the World Health Organization, the greatest amount of depression is found in the first world countries. As Hazrat has mentioned, you will find that in the third one we have taught that with all the luxury and comforts, you'll be in ease. But we find that those in the third world countries, hardly any rates of suicide. First world countries, most amount of depression, most amount of suicide. So, with regards to the dua, we will discuss it just now. But Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Aftar Sahib said that if the people of Switzerland could manufacture a watch that is waterproof, 100 meters down the water, not a single drop of water comes in it. It's submerged in water, but not an effect in it. If the people of Switzerland can manufacture such a watch, then why is it difficult? It is not difficult for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to create a heart which is worried. So a person, the world is full of worries, but if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects that heart, then you will be submersed and there will be worries and there will be difficulties all around you, but it will not affect a person. So this dua we should learn, and it is found in the kitabs, inshallah, at the end we will mention it. But let us now recite this dua as a means of lesson, and then we will continue, inshallah. The dua is 700% this recites morning and evening. Hasbi Allahu la ilaha illa hu alayhi tawakkaltu wa huwa rabbul arshil azim. Hasbi Allahu la ilaha illa hu alayhi tawakkaltu wa huwa rabbul arshil azim. Hasbi Allahu la ilaha illa hu alayhi tawakkaltu wa huwa rabbul arshil azim. Hasbi Allahu la ilaha illa hu alayhi tawakkaltu wa huwa rabbul arshil azim. حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم. حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم. حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم. MashaAllah, so many times people come to the mashayikh, they come to Hazrat, they come to all the ulama, they say, they request dua. Why? Because one realizes the importance, that the connection that they have with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that the duas will be accepted. And you say, Hazrat, through your duas, inshallah, our work will get done. And this is also a means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown us, that if you want to attain closeness, you want to attain success, sometimes you can't do it in yourself, go to your parents, the dua of the parents are accepted for one's children, go to the mashayikh, ask them to make dua, ask your fellow Muslim brother to make dua for you. Many, many avenues of dua Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has opened. Here Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us such a dua that you will get the du'as of the angels. The angels make dua for you from morning and right until the evening if you recite this dua. And if you pass away during the day, then you will pass away as a shaheed. The virtue of passing away as a shaheed, that before the shaheed's blood touches, drops of blood touch the ground, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants his complete forgiveness. And these are the last three verses of Surah Baqarah. A person recites it thrice after reciting A'udhu Billahi Sabeel Alim in the Shaitan Yurjim. Where we find that Mala Falpuri Rahmatullah Ali on the occasion of one istima, he had mentioned that I do not commence my day until I put 70,000 angels on duty. And what is the duty that you will make? Dua for me. So by reciting this dua, 70,000 angels will make dua of maghfirat for you from the morning right until the evening. And if you pass away during the day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you the mode of your shaheed. And if you recite this dua in the evening, then right until the morning, you have 70,000 angels working for you, making dua and maghfirat for you. And if you pass away during the night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you the mode of your shaheed. The dua is أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الاسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والارض وهو العزيز الحكيم. We find that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us another dua that a person who recites, and this dua is a protection from all types of evil. A person recites three times, three quotes of Bismillah each time, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will suffice for such a person. So what it means, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will suffice for such a person, that is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will taqfika min kulli shayin. That every type of difficulty a person may have, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be there, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be there to protect that person. Today we find very, very commonly people have complaints. They say, somebody said, made a jadu on me. Somebody says that I have health problems, make dua for me. Somebody has a problem with robbery, hijacking, etc. And here, this Hazrat has mentioned that our greatest enemy is not the enemies that we have around us, but nafs and shaitan. Because these enemies will lead us to eternal destruction. And this description given to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is 100% halal. It's like an insurance policy which is haram. This is a halal, 100% halal insurance policy. And no harm will affect the reader. And so this takfir of inkuli shayin, inkuli virdin. That is, sometimes a person, he is traveling, or he, due to circumstances, he doesn't have time to complete all his wazayin. So a person recites this wazifa, then inshallah it will suffice for all other wazifas. So we should recite, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدُ وَاللَّهُ الصَّمَدُ لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُن لَّهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدُ وَاللَّهُ الصَّمَدُ لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُن لَّهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدُ وَاللَّهُ الصَّمَدُ لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُن لَّهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. what occasion has the Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam missed the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala with regards to pride? And one of the greatest killer diseases, today we have heart disease, we have cancer disease, but one of the greatest killer spiritual diseases is the disease of pride. And one considers himself better than the next person. So Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned to Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala with regards to this pride. Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that this pride enters into the heart of a person more quickly, more stealthier and more quietly than a black ant moving on a black rock on a pitch black night.
So riya, not show.
That is riya, show, to do things to show people. So to this, the Sahaba radiallahu anhu were present, and Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu mentioned to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam to the effect that, O Nabi of Allah, if this is the case, then we all will be destroyed. So this Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed a prescription and said that if you recite this dua, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect a person from all forms of show, whether it is a little or a lot, whether it is minor or whether it is major, whether it is outward or inward. Especially those who are involved in the effort of deen should pay particular attention to recite this dua. It shouldn't be as though we are doing work on our computer for 6 months and then instead of pressing the save button, we press the delete button. And six months of our work is all deleted. We find that we have nothing left of it. So this dua is to recite, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika an ushrika bika shay'an wa ana a'lam wa astaghfiruka lima la a'lam. اللهم إني أعوذ بك أن أشرك بك شيئا وأنا أعلم وأستغفرك لما لا أعلم. اللهم إني أعوذ بك أن أشرك بك شيئا وأنا أعلم وأستغفرك لما لا أعلم. Once as the Sahabi had come to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he had mentioned to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that there are so many du'as that are recited, I have the weakness of memory, I cannot remember all the du'as, and perhaps we would say the same as well. So to this, the mercy of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught him a dua, and this dua said will encompass all the duas that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam made in the 13 years of Makkah Sharif, in the 10 years of Medina Sharif, the duas that were made on the occasions of Muzdalifah, Mina, Arafat, etc. All these duas encompassed in this one dua of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this dua is, اللهم إني أسألك من خير ما سألك من نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أعوذ بك من شر ما أملك من شر ما استعاذ من نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم مستعان عليك الولاء ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. Allah gives us advice that these du'as should be recited regularly and with sincerity for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shouldn't be such like one person had heard the bayan, Maulana was giving the bayan, and he said that if you read namaz for 40 days, then you will get, in space time, you will get one Mercedes-Benz, you will get one BMW. So in that time it was, now the Mercedes and the BMW at that time would have been like a cow in the days of India. So the person said, okay, very good, something desirous. So for 40 days he was punctual. So on the 40th day he's waiting for his cow to come. He's waiting, so her asset time, nothing came. So he came to Maulisa. He said, Maulisa, that I read my namaz, 40 days you said I will get a cow, where is the cow? You say, we waited for the Mercedes-Benz, no keys are coming to our hand. Maulana said, I gave this to you as a tarheeb, as a lesson, because if a person does something punctually for 40 days, so inshallah that habit will remain with a person. So Maulana said, I just gave this to you as an encouragement. So this person said, yeah, I also had some doubts, I had some reservations. So I read the namaz for 40 days without wudu also. So, the Hazrat says, when we read it, we must read it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we should read it regularly. Like a person also, he says that a person keeps quiet, remains silent for 40 days for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open up the doors of wisdom onto a person. One person practices, so after 40 days, now he's waiting for wisdom to come from his tongue, so he went back and queried what happened. So he asked that, why did you read it? He said, no, I read it for the wisdom. He said, no, you're supposed to have read for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One Hazrat mentions one incident that Haji bin Abdul Wahab sahab was at an ijtima, and during the course, Haji Abdul Wahab sahab fell asleep. So Hazrat covered Haji sahab with a blanket. When Haji sahab awoke and he got very, very happy, he asked who covered. Hazrat said, I covered. He was very, very happy and gave lots of du'as. Thereafter, Haji sahab removed a little booklet and I started reading. So Hazrat asked him, this is some tawheed also you have? Hazrat said, no, this is the morning and evening du'as that I recited. So these the benefits that are mentioned in these du'as taught by the Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are not, we won't say 100%, we say 500% guaranteed. 500% guaranteed. But then we deprive ourselves because of our gunas. We do not make tawbah from our gunas. That is why we do not get the full benefit. Once Mala Abdul Haq Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi in the holy lands of Hijaz al-Muqaddas, he was traveling in a vehicle and there was seemed to have been, Hazrat told the driver that put the air conditioning on because it's hot. So the driver mentioned that no, the aircon is on. But perhaps there is some window that is open and the hot air is coming into the car. So after a little while Hazrat explained that exactly, see this what, the aircon is cool, it's giving the coolness, the effect of the aircon is there. But because the window is open and the hot air is coming in, it cannot be felt. So similarly we can understand that these wazifas that we are reciting, Quran, the ibadat etc. that we do, they most definitely have an effect. But because the windows of guna are open, and the hot air and the effect of sin that is coming in, this dilutes the effect. So the air conditioning is doing the working. The wazifas are doing the work. But we are polluting it, we are nullifying it, we are neutralizing it because of our gunas. So it is very, very important that we make tawbah and istighfar. And by today, many people say that in this age and time, to stay away from sin and to abandon sin is impossible. But this is incorrect. A person just makes tawbah and he turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he seeks forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then as it says that you will see immediately how you will fly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another way by which we can understand this example is that, for example, a person wants to import goods from China. Now he brings and in his mind he has that I'm going to be making 100% profit. The goods have come, they are docked in Durban, they are in the container, etc. But now there's a little problem in his paperwork. Due to the problem in the paperwork, all the goods are there and they cannot achieve anything. But just change, rectify the paperwork, put it in order, then the goods will come out and inshallah you will see many, many benefits. So to rectify our paperwork is we should turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, istighfar from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then after you will find that this benefit will take place. And the Ashif al-Idani rahmatullah has mentioned with regards to sin and this guna that we are talking about, that we just don't want to give up. He says, once a person newly married, 25, 35 years of age, and when he got married, he started missing the bed regularly. So his newly married person, his wife, asked him, what is the issue here, what's the problem over here? So he says, no, every time Shaitan comes into my dream, and he mentions, he takes me to an ultra-modern ablution facility. And it's so comfortable, everything, then I just do my thing, and then I realize. So she told him that, you can see we are living in difficulty, poverty, and you got such great ta'aluk with Shaitan, and he is has knowledge of the unseen, the great. So he knows where all the khazanas are, where all the treasures are, etc. So you tell him also that, you know, we are living in such difficulty, you show us some treasures also so our problems can be sorted out. He said, no problem, I will mention it to you. So that night, Shaitan Abad came in his dream again now. So he says, my wife has a request, and this is a request. We are living in poverty, we require the treasure. He said, no problem, you are my great friend, I'll take it. So he went and showed him a big treasure box full of gold, etc. Now it was heavy also, so he went and picked it up, and it was heaviness of it created a heavy thing to come out also. So then he defecated it away. Wife got up in the morning, he said, this is even worse what happened over here. Narrated the story, he said, no, you rather continue doing what you're wanting. So more detested than urine and stool. And this is a lesson that we should, many times we'll go, we'll hear the story, we'll narrate the story also. But the moral we forget to say. Like Mawlana said, this is about what's the moral behind the story. So here Mawlana Shafi'i Tami brings our attention to the fact that more detested than urine and more detested than stool and more hated and more bad and worse is our gunas. So we should make every endeavor to abstain from all sorts of gunas. And there are different types of gunas that takes us further from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person is angry with you, how are you going to expect the mercy of that person? How are you going to expect the clemency? How are you going to expect the favors of such a person? It is an impossibility. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran Sharif that لَهُ مُعَقِّبَاتُ مِنْ بَيْنِ يَدَيْهِ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِ. That for every one, for every insan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has appointed guardian angels. Some people have this biking club called guardian agents. But here, these are the right guardian angels. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pure. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has appointed them to look after us and to protect us. Many a time, we know we may be driving on the road. We thought we'd just be making an accident and we don't know how we got saved. These are the farishtas that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has appointed for everybody to protect. Now, if we ourselves are removing our security, then who else do we have to blame? So, example, if a person speaks lies, then the angels flee from such a person. A person backbites, the malaika flee from such a person. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if a person looks at a female, non-mahram woman, in the Hadith Sharif, very, very explicitly is explained, لَعْنَ اللَّهُ وَالْحَرَّهُ وَالْمَنْزُولَ إِلَيْهِ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala curses be upon that person who looks upon a non-mahram, and the one who causes to be looked upon. So these are the prescriptions by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the main thing that we have gathered here is to make Islam, to make reformation. So we should all make intention that we are here, these dua that are taught by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will endeavor to get the booklet. It's available from the madrasa library. It is also available on the website www.ca.org.za. And we should try and endeavor to learn these duas, recite these duas, and to get the full effect of this dua, we should abandon sin. And how we will abandon sin, we need to make some himmat, we need to make some courage. And while we are sitting right here, we can turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, my life till now I have led in sin, I have led in your disobedience, but I make tawbah, I make istighfar right now. I beg of you, I seek your forgiveness, that forgive me of all my sins, and I will turn a new leaf now, and you make it easy for me. And mashallah, we have Hazrat's company here, and to learn further about how to gain the closeness and proximity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should sit in the program that are taking place, the youth program that will take place at 10 o'clock, the youth program concurrently running, as Maulana mentioned last night, for the adults, etc., throughout the day and for tomorrow as well. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to totally abandon sin and to derive complete benefit from these wazayat, inshallah. Now inshallah, we will make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the Hadith Sharif also it is mentioned with regards to making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that this heart that we require to adjust and to purify, the zikr and the taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a great source of cleansing the heart. And how to cleanse the heart, here also Hazrat will give us directions on how to do the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And like your support, inshallah.
صلي على نفوس باطل وفي اثر هدى او قوم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى سيدنا محمد فاذكروني اذكركم انا جليس من ذكرني في مراه جائك ميدانه توري توه توري توه توري توه اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو دل
Thank you.
یاد میں تیری سب کو بنا دو کوئی نہ مجھ کو یاد رہے تل کر سب گھر باد مٹا دو خانہ دل آباد رہے سب خوشیوں کو آگ لگا دو ہم سے تیرے دل شاد رہے سب کو اپنی نظر سے گرا دو تجھ سے قحط کر یاد رہے اب تو رہے بس تاج میں آخر برد زبانِ میرے
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. جزا الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهل. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد كلما ذكر الغافلون، وصل على سيدنا محمد كلما غفل عن سيدنا الغافلون. اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم افتح أقفال قلوبنا بذكرك، وأتمم علينا بنعمتك، وأسدر علينا من فضلك، واجعلنا من عبادك الصالحين. اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عملي يبلغنا إلى حبك. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام، تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم ربنا تقبل منا فإنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا يا مولانا فإنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم إن قلوبنا ونواصينا وجوارحنا بيدك، لم تملكنا منها شيئا، فإذا فعلت ذلك بنا فهو أنت ولينا واهدنا إلى سواء السبيل. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا. اللهم لا تقتلنا بغضبك، ولا تهلكنا بعذابك، وعافنا قبل ذلك. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الهم والحزن، ونعوذ بك من الأسى والكسل، ونعوذ بك من الجبن والبخل، ونعوذ بك من غلب الدين وقهر الرجال. هو الله most beneficent, most kind, most merciful Allah to the world of sins. God, I make sincere tawbah to you, Allah, for all the wrongs that we have committed. Ya Allah, God, I still take not to turn back, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you will make effort from all our side, Ya Allah. You look after us and assist us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, God, I still take to benefit from the company of the Allah, the company of the highest, Ya Allah. We make sure to you, Ya Allah, that you have got to the certification of the Sistai Jalsa. You have got us this occasion to sit in your remembrance and in your love, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, except from each and every one of us, Ya Allah. From all the brothers that have contributed in any way and every way, and all the sisters, Ya Allah, and each and every person who has contributed to it, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you make us gather us on the day of Qiyamah, Ya Allah, in your love, Ya Allah. Ya Muhammad, Ya Allah, in your closest, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we seek forgiveness, Ya Allah, on behalf of every Ummati of Nabi Muhammad. We make our complete reformation, the reformation of our families, the reformation of our communities. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, grant us tawfiq to do that which pleases you, Ya Allah. Grant us tawfiq to stay away from those things that bring about your rotten and anger, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, open our hearts to the discourses of deen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us tawfiq to make amal upon them, Ya Allah. We ask of you of all the good which Nabi Ikrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has asked. We seek protection from you, Ya Allah, from all those things which Nabi Ikrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has protection from you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, God has complete afiyat, Ya Allah, in deen, Ya Allah. God has complete afiyat in our dunya, Ya Allah. In our afiyat, Ya Allah. ربنا تقبل منا فإنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا يا مولانا فإنك أنت التواب الرحيم. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله.